Sadly, Monday's attack was not a new experience for Manchester. Since the 1970s, the city's seen a number of bombings. Perhaps the most infamous happened about 21 years ago. It was a June morning in 1996. The Provisional Irish Republican Army, the IRA, detonated a massive truck bomb in the center of Manchester.
It's hard to overestimate just how huge this bomb was. When you look at the images of it, it's, you know, leaves an enormous mushroom cloud.
Adam Taylor is with The Washington Post. He's been comparing this week's bombing in Manchester with the one in 96.
The aftermath was really devastating for the city, and it's something a lot of Mancunians remember very well and has really shaped their city.
Yeah, and strangely, nobody was killed in that massive truck bomb, were they?
No, and this is partly down to the IRA's tactics. They actually gave a warning call about an hour beforehand. And they also didn't really sort of go for very, very soft targets. You know, their main thing was really trying to inflict commercial damage on the United Kingdom and trying to make it just too expensive for the United Kingdom to keep control of Northern Ireland. The ideological attacks of someone like the Islamic State, you know, it's very different, and it's very much aimed at inflicting harm upon sort of the idea of the West, which was, you know, never anything that the IRA was really doing.
Yeah, I think we should say that we know one of these bombs was the IRA, and we are following the investigation leads that tell us this week's bombing was motivated probably by Islamist ideology. So let's talk about the reactions in the city to both of these events. In the immediate aftermath of the attack this week, we saw the Manchester community coming together. Cabbies offered free rides. There's even a story about the homeless helping to treat the wounded. How does that compare to the public's response in 1996?
You definitely saw something quite similar. I think a lot of people would argue it's kind of a Mancunian way of, you know, sort of keeping on and keeping going on. At the same time, the Irish community in Manchester, a very large Irish community, a very historically important Irish community, did fall under suspicion because of attacks in Manchester, not just in 1986, but also ones before then and going back to the 1970s.
Yeah, elaborate on that suspicion, what those Irish living in Manchester felt after that bombing in 1996.
When you look back at accounts of the time, and you know, there's been some good oral histories, you hear things about like the Irish Community Centre in Manchester was getting hundreds of phone calls from angry people, you know, some just criticizing, some threatening. And I read one account which was talking about an Irish nurse, you know, literally helping people, but she was told by colleagues to go back home.
Well, we've heard from Muslim leaders in Manchester that there have been a number of Islamophobic incidents in the city since Monday's attack, so there are some similarities there too.
Yes, definitely, and it should be noted that there's a pretty big and pretty integral Muslim community in Manchester, particularly in the south side of the city. There's a lot of mosques and a lot of Muslims who are very much part of the community and are not supportive of terror attacks in any way. So it puts them in an awkward position and an unfortunate position.
I mean, it's an interesting comparison. Same city, two bombings more than 20 years apart, different motivations, similar reactions. Ultimately, what conclusion did you come to in comparing these two events?
There's no clear conclusion. I mean, it's just very fascinating to see how things have changed over these years. One of the things I found really striking, actually, when I was reading some of sort of the Irish diaspora papers just before this interview, they were actually talking sort of supportively of the Muslim community and saying, you know, well, we went through this in 1996. You know, we know that just because you're part of a ethnic or religious group doesn't mean you condone the work of terrorists or political extremists or whatever you want to say. And I think it's quite interesting to see that. Manchester is a city with like a lot of spirit, and it really was able to sort of be reborn after the 1996 attack. I can't see any reason that it wouldn't still be the incredible city it is today after this recent attack.
Adam Taylor with The Washington Post. Thank you very much.
Thank you.